We do have a special guest with us today. I'm very pleased to introduce a brother that I've known his ministry and I've known his work, but we didn't meet just until the other day. Pastor Gashagaza Deo Gracias, or Pastor Deo, you can call him, is from Rwanda. He lives in Kigali. He is the executive director of Prison Fellowship for Rwanda. Such an important and needed ministry there. At one time, there were over 100,000 prisoners in the prisons of Rwanda following the genocide. Also, Pastor Deo works with street children. There are many who still just roam the streets, and he has a heart to help them. So I asked him if he would just greet us, bring greetings. We send greetings back through you, brother, to our brothers and sisters there, and it's just so good to know you. And to be blessed by you.
Thank you.
Pastor Dale, why don't you use the mic if you just so everyone can hear you well. That's good.
Thank you, Pastor, for inviting me. Just in a few minutes, I'd like to sharing with you our ministries. You are going to understand. Maybe my English is not good, but I try to speak. As the pastor said, I'm executive director of Prison Fellowship Rwanda. Rwanda, you know, many years ago, we're traveling a big problem because of a genocide. 50 years ago, the Huns still there. The many people are suffering still now. We have now around 50 women who living with HIV/AIDS. And many of them were raped during genocide. So you understand how the pains the people are suffering much. So when I came to this ministry, many prisoners were transformed by the word of God. And the men come to Jesus and they cry for their sins and they ask forgiveness. And we were able to bring some survivors of genocide, go with them in the prisons, and kiss with the prisoners and embrace each other. It was amazing to see what God he does in Rwanda. And now we continue to do with prison ministry, and we have a program with street children because some parents who are in jail, their children are in street, and they take drugs, everything, so because they are thinking for their parents. Others lost their all parents during genocide. So I was able to bring all children together and pray together, sharing love, give them some meals, clothes. So still now we are doing, and we are suffering to do that. But we see the hands of God upon us. And I thank God because when I came here, I was able to talk with the Mustard Seed Project, with also Bishop John Ruchahana. You know Bishop John?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the chairman of Prison Fellowship Rwanda, and we are involved with him on reconciliation. And that's a big job we had in Rwanda. And we thank your church because we are with you on the prayer, and we know we recognize your efforts for Sunrise School. Because of that, I'm here, and I'm very happy, and I'm feel at home because you are the people, the good people from God. They will stand with you on prayer. Thank you so much. And now, I was thinking just sharing with you this program, and I'm glad because you sent us Matthew. Is from this church, and is now a volunteer. He give one day per week just for doing something with Prison Fellowship. Oh, we thanks God much about it, and that's why I was very, very thinking to come, and when I live in the U.S. and they're visiting your church, and they thanks you so much because of it. But thank you so much, This is my opportunity to say thank you so much.
Thank you. Please don't sit down. You see all the connections and with Matthew and Bishop John, Pastor Dale. If you've seen the film As We Forgive, the section where they're building houses, where the perpetrators of the genocide are building homes for the victims, that's Pastor Dale's work. And so, we want to pray for him. If I could have a few people, if your heart is in this, and I know everyone's is, but just come and stand. Let's pray for his ministry in Rwanda. Pastor Dale, you said some of these street children are 3 years old. Is that right? As young as 3 years old, living on the streets. So let's lead out and pray for this brother.